You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and I'm delighted to be heading out west to Edmonton to connect with John Crowley. And John is originally from Bandon County, Cork, but he is getting involved in the Ireland Canada Chamber of Commerce and the Edmonton chapter. I know efforts were there a few years ago, and it was somewhat active, but from what I understand, the moves are afoot to get really active. John, Tá fáilte romhaibh, great to have you here.
Come on, good.
So, a bit in yourself, how long are you out there?
I'll round it up to 15 years. I was weighing a bit in the middle, but 15
okay,
years.
Okay, good for you. Yeah. And do you, like, when the chamber was around previously, it wasn't that active. Were you involved in it then?
I would have attended an event or two, but wouldn't
right.
have been aware of its operations.
Yeah, right. So, what's the stimulus to get it going this time? Is there a lot of Irish business, Irish immigrants coming into Edmonton area?
There is, and there's a lot of, like, I suppose, let's say 10 years ago, there was a big influx here. A lot have left, but the people that have stayed have kind of grown and matured and now have their own businesses. So, like, I'd be kind of that generation.
Right.
And we've all kind of grown up and families together and businesses and... Yeah, there was just look as time goes on, there's a need for that commercial aspect again. We've got a few great Irish groups in Edmonton. Probably the standouts would be the Wolftones GA Club,
yeah,
and also the Irish Social and Forces Society.
Right.
And just that the commerce, that professional piece was missing. And yeah, a few of us had the drive to kind of get it going again.
Yeah, because I know then when the oil sands were in their head, that there was a big demand for Irish workers up in north of you there. Particularly, I think that the Irish were coming out and were very competent when it came to heavy machinery and stuff, engineering, site management, project management, a lot of that kind of stuff. Where would the thrust of the Irish industry be at this stage, or the Irish commerce? Would it still be in heavy industry?
It'll be quite broad now, you know, that focus is diluted a little bit. So you'd have a lot of professional services. You definitely have a lot of construction, all the disciplines involved in construction, people taking on their own construction companies that have spun out from the bigger guys, you know, seeing that they can do it themselves. And that kind of spawns another, you know, reintake of Irish expats or diaspora in those new Irish businesses as well. So kind of, you know, it settles after a while and then spawns gently by itself.
So at this stage, when you put the feelers out again, you were getting a good response, I take it?
We were, yeah. Yeah, and people were saying, yeah, it's something that they'll get behind and is needed. And, of course, we've connected with the chambers in Vancouver and in Toronto to see their state at the moment. And sure, they're flying it, but they're way ahead of us. So we'll take it gently, learn from them. And hopefully have a good entity kicking off here in the summer and taking it on for years to come.
And you have Lorraine Regan down in Calgary, and Lorraine has been around for a long time with the Chamber and has done fantastic work.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, you've tremendous support, I know, as well, coming from Kathy Geegan of Vancouver, and she would be very encouraging. So... You say there's a broad spectrum of Irish industry there. How many, Andy, if you were to try and organise something at the moment, a bit of a social event, what kind of turnout would you expect you might be able to get?
Yeah, so at the end of the month, actually, we have a kick-off information kind of event, like just, you know, getting the interested parties together. So we've put out across the various social media channels and email channels. So we've about 20 signed up for that at the moment to come in on a Saturday morning for us all to have a chat and propose kind of what we want to do and what our value proposition is, etc.
Right.
And how we get together and where we'll end up showing our face as the months and years go on. Who we'll be interacting both at local province and national level, and, you know, also connecting with those Irish arrivals, whether they're coming in on business and going away again or whether they're coming in to stay.
Right. And then the network itself, as you mentioned, Vancouver and Toronto, mm-hmm. and of course there is Calgary, Ottawa, Montreal. So the great thing is there's a nearly a cross-country network that's there as well to tap into.
There's a serious network of chambers there, and we learn from them all. I wonder, is the current network, like, they seem to be operating a little bit by themselves at the moment, so we kind of want to get back in to see, is there a network of them together as well?
Right.
In one central meeting spot. I'm remiss of knowing the exact details on that, but must get around to it.
Right. And then the other thing we see regularly are trade delegations coming in from Ireland. And I know that the trade delegations, and be it the Department of Industry and Trade, love when there's a Chamber of Commerce in somewhere like Edmonton, that they're able to coordinate. So when they bring the Irish industries over, that there is a welcome mat out for them with people with the right accent.
That was one of the drivers for that as well. That was a little bit absent in the last 7 or so years. Colin McCarroll is the honorary consul that lives in Edmonton here, so we're kind of connecting with him on the need for hosting those type of visits as well, and those trade delegations, and also offering as a bit of a connector to, you have entities like Edmonton Global and Invest Alberta out here in the West that would, highlight the Alberta region as a place for companies to land, being a connector locally here with the people on the way in as well, and filling that spot if it needs to be filled.
Are you seeing traffic from any particular part of Ireland? Because it's, by that I mean, it's normal when someone like yourself arrives from Cork that spreads the word, that you get some of the friends coming along after you. And you tend to get little pockets of immigrants coming from different areas. Are there any county loyalties that are developing strongly?
There's a good mix of counties here, to be honest. There's maybe a bit of a slant towards the northern counties.
Right.
There's a good spread. There's like I've a friend and neighbour here in Edmonton with me, Ronan McCarthy. A few other Cork lads that we watch the games together. We've Limerick lads that we watch the games with at the weekend, and they gave us a dig of that. There's a good representation out here. Industry-wise, there'd be construction lads coming out. Company-wise, then, we're seeming to get, my sector is agriculture, and so maybe I'm a bit biased towards what I see, but we see a lot of companies coming out here. Maybe one would be tourism, but two would be agriculture and agri-tech.
We see a lot
of companies looking to see what they can offer here in this part of the world.
And of course, this time it's particularly relevant given the need for trade to be in an east-west direction, and that it doesn't stop at Newfoundland, but east goes the whole way back across the ocean. it's a particularly time to be there to facilitate those type of relationships.
Yeah, for sure. And look, the political landscape is always changing as well. So that west to east corridor and movement is just as important.
John, if anyone wants to find out more about what you're up to, you have a website, have you, or are you relying on social media? What's the best, most appropriate forum?
Yeah, we have a website. The acronym will come from the Ireland Canada Chamber of Commerce. So it'll be ICCC Edmonton.
Okay.
CCA.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. John, it's been great chatting with you, great connecting with you, and wish you every success, and hopefully the event at the end of the month drags in a good crowd and that they go out there screaming and shouting and pull in more.
That's the plan. Thanks, Austin.